taking a few moments to be embodied. What does it mean to be embodied? Can you feel your body? Let it be simple. Feel the feet and your bottom. Feel your torso rising up out of the chair. Your hands resting in your lap. And feel your breath. And opening with some interest and some friendliness, just feeling the breath as it is. Perhaps having a few nice full breaths to really connect with it. And then letting the breath settle and be just as it is and let yourself know it. Letting the breath comfort and soothe you. And so, with this as a possible intention, you might even want to place a hand over the heart area, over the belly, perhaps over both of them. Feel a little soothing touch. And feel the breath breathing you freely. Nothing you need to do. Perhaps leaving your hands there, if that really helps you to open into some compassion and kindness for yourself. Or placing your hands in your lap and bringing them back to chest and or belly whenever you feel the need to remind yourself to open with kindness. Noticing how the in-breath creates an uplift, an opening through the torso. There's something very nourishing and nurturing about this, opening to this. Noticing the out-breath and how there's a releasing effect that ripples through the whole torso, through the whole body even. Each out-breath releasing. And there's a relaxing sense with each out-breath. Noticing now both in-breath and out-breath. Opening and releasing. And you might find these words helpful. A little whisper of a note. Opening, releasing. Nurturing, relaxing, soothing. And the mind wanders, we notice it. And just gently come back. Let yourself be nurtured. Let yourself be soothed. With each in-breath, each out-breath. Perhaps your attention wanders to difficulties, obstacles, or even a sense of crisis in your life, on your dream path. Can you let any of those difficulties be bathed in the breath, held within the breath? Perhaps even holding in mind the obstacle, the crisis, the difficulty as you breathe. And as Rumi counsels us, please keep looking at the bandaged place. That's where the light gets in. And you can keep dipping your toe in and out of that, looking at the bandage place. It starts feeling too challenging. Just really embody sitting here. Really connect more deeply with breathing, opening and releasing. And then let that bandage place come into view again as you breathe, as you are breathed. Compassionately breathing on the dream path. And gently letting any contemplation around this difficulty, this bandaged place, just gently let it recede into the background of awareness. And simply sit here, breathing in, breathing out, opening and releasing. And hearing again those words from Rilke, how could we forget those ancient myths that stand at the beginning of all races, the myths about dragons that at the last moment are transformed into princesses? Perhaps all the dragons in our lives are only princesses waiting for us to act just once with beauty and courage. Perhaps everything that frightens us is, in its deepest essence, something helpless that wants our love. Why do you want to shut out of your life any uneasiness, any miseries, or any depressions? For after all, you do not know what work these conditions are doing inside you.